the classic music.
Yep. Okay, we're on the air. It's Brad and not Brett. Hi.
Hi. It's not me.
All right, let's see.
What do we got going on? I just ordered Domino's tonight, so it's a good thing that we're calling them.
Oh, okay, so you saw what my Skype name is, right? Corporate?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, my Skype name, I'm not going to say the full thing, but it says corporate something, because I don't want people calling me. Yeah, that's what I was going to tell you. Like,
of course not.
You know the phone.
Don't tell anybody.
The phone shows, they play all day, 24 hours a day, and people hear us
talking. Oh, yeah, I know.
People hear us encouraging them to call in, so I get calls nonstop all day, and it's annoying. So that was one of the main reasons I switched to a new Skype name.
Yeah, that makes sense, because people don't understand that it's in the past.
They never do.
No, they don't get it. Skype account. Oh my goodness!
Yeah, but no, that's kind of cool. You know, I stopped calling Domino's. I started calling Pizza Huts when I get them for Carlito.
Yeah,
because Domino's, they can see the caller ID. It seems like all the time.
Bastards! But now it says corporate something, and they're like, "Oh, corporate."
It's either gonna say corporate. Well, yeah, it's gonna say corporate because I called Cool Rob and he said it says corporate, and plus it has my real phone number on it, my new Skype phone number.
Oh, okay, perfect. So if they call back, it actually goes to you.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so. You're covered from all angles.
Well, I mean, that's kind of a bad thing.
Yeah, that is bad. That makes you look worse when, you know.
Yeah, that's like the insurance thing today. I don't know. It's cool that I have a number, a real number, but then they can call it back now. But he didn't. He didn't call me.
Yeah, you haven't been... Oh, who, he hasn't called you back? The dad of that girl?
Nope.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Well, that's good. Was she like some dumb, broad sort of girl, or was she like intelligent?
Yeah, she seemed pretty intelligent. She didn't seem upset. She knew what to ask for. Like, she'd been in a wreck before.
Oh, okay. So she was like, okay, this is what I gotta do, and then my dad will deal with it from there.
Yeah, I wrote down my insurance and my name and my phone number on a paper, and she was really nice about it and everything. And then she took it and she's like, here, can you write down your license plate number too? So she knows what's up.
Yeah, she does know what's up. Jeez. She's on top of things. If she has your license plate number, maybe you shouldn't, like, unless you have more license plates than I know of, you know.
Yeah, maybe, she probably wouldn't have fallen for pranks anyway, because, like, I don't know, she's not retarded.
If she was down to earth, then, she's probably not going to fall for the bullshit. Neither is her dad. Her dad's not even going to put her on the phone, it sounds like.
Well, she was at school. He told me she was at school.
Oh, okay, all right. Maybe she was, like, 16 then.
Maybe. No, she looked maybe more like college age. Like, I would guess, like, 20 or 21.
Oh, okay, that makes more sense.
People in the air don't even know what we're talking about. I dinged someone's car.
There's 24. You dinged someone's car. 24. There's 24 people listening,
yeah,
right?
But we're on Madhouse right now, too. So we're.
Oh, hello, Madhouse.
I think, Madhouse actually has more listeners than us. They have 14, we have 10. Phone losers.
Ooh. Well, aren't they special?
Yeah, fuck you, Madhouse.
Yeah, fuck. Do you still go on Blue Balls ever anymore?
Nah. Well, I took over for Carlito New Year's, and that was kind of his show, so I went ahead and got on there on Blue Balls.
Oh, hell yeah.
But I mean, I don't want to take it over for myself, because, I don't know, I don't have a show anymore.
No, of course not. No, you could never do that.
Well, I don't know if that'd be overstepping boundaries or something.
Yeah, you know, you should just take it over until they, you know, take you off. Just stay on the air for hours.
The guy that runs it, he's a nice guy.
Oh, okay, sure. Yeah, if you don't want to fuck him over, then, you know. Sorry, Blue Boss. What's the next Snowplow show going to be about?
Oh, I don't know. I might just quit those.
Just going to quit those now, too?
I'll quit that and start a new one. Start a new podcast.
Just keep starting new ones until you're satisfied.
I just get sick of everything.
I know, it seems like it. It seems like it. Well, what are we calling? Let's call something.
Roseville, California Domino's.
Alright, let's see. Do you want to take it? Or should I try to get some numbers out of them?
If you want to, sure.
Okay, alright. I'll give it a shot. I'm rusty. I haven't done this in a while, but we'll see what happens here.
people listening, be prepared to write them all down and then call up ahead of time and tell on us.
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks for calling Domino's Pizza.
O prima
y dos para oír los especiales en español. Domino's is your Super Bowl headquarters. Get everything you need to enjoy the big game. Place your order in advance to be ready before kickoff. Ask a team member for further details when we come to the line.
I'd add Matt, but he's...
This call may be monitored or recorded.
Ooh.
Thank you for some of this pizza. Can I help you?
How's it going tonight? This is Kevin from the corporate office. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. Hey, listen, we got a little bit of a problem over here. It looks like you guys haven't gotten any orders in the past hour, hour and a half. Is that the case over there, or have you been taking calls?
No, we've just gotten two internets and a carryout and a delivery in the last hour.
All right, hold on one second. Yeah, it looks like we're not getting anything over here. Can I just get the phone numbers from the past couple orders? I'm going to cross-check them here, see if we can get these things refreshed. And see what we got going on.
I'm not supposed to give out the phone numbers over the phone.
Yeah, no problem. Do you have a manager that I can talk to? Maybe I can ask him for them. I can give him my employee number and all that, and we can get this taken care of.
This is the manager in charge. If you can hold on a second and call the supervisor and see if it's okay.
Yeah, sure. Go right ahead.
This could be one we've
Domino's
done before.
New handmade pan pizza.
Yeah,
delivering a
she's on to us.
Should I just hang up?
Yeah, no, let's see what happens. Let's see what she says. Because who is she calling, really?
Yeah. All the way to the edge.
Supervisor.
Try our new handmade pan pizza today.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Our new handmade pan pizza is only available in medium size. But
have they ever said that before,
two,
that they're
going
to talk to their supervisor?
Like,
who would they be talking to?
I don't know. Probably just the day manager.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Visit Domino's.com to view our entire menu, place your order online, and even track your meal from order to delivery with Domino's exclusive
pizza driver.
This music really
makes me want more.
And don't
forget
to like Domino's on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, too, for special online promotions and more. And order anywhere, anytime with Domino's Pizza app for your iPhone or Android smartphone. Life just got a little easier.
You should get paid for playing these ads for Domino's, honestly.
Ball and football.
Oh, someone
and
posted
Domino's
this thing on,
you need to
on the
make
forums.
The best of it. Try our new handmade
it's a website
pan pizza,
where you can get a job
favorite
answering
sides,
calls for Pizza
like
Hut from home.
Like our stuffed cheesy bread or Parmesan bread bites.
Really?
Yeah.
Chicken wings or boneless
on,
chicken with your favorite dipping sauce. Oven-baked sandwiches or pasta. And, of course, our famous Cinnastics or
apply.
Our decadent chocolate lava crunch cakes for dessert.
Yeah, sorry about that. The supervisor actually said that I am correct in the fact that we actually can't give out phone numbers over the phone.
All right, interesting.
For security.
All right, well, I'll try a couple other things over here and might give you a call back in a little while.
Okay.
All righty then.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bitch.
Clang.
Clang. Yay. I haven't heard that in a while.
Okay, yeah. Pizza Hut is home jobs.com. That's a stupid URL.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, you click 8:50 to 10:50 an hour, apply online. And I thought Pizza Hut used call centers to answer calls, but it looks like you can just get a job doing this. That'd be amazing.
What was the website? Say that again.
Pizza Hut is homejobs.com.
Pizza Hut is homejobs.com. Oh, wow, you're right.
And it looks real.
Rate per order, 49 cents. It does look real.
Here, let me see what you need.
Contractworld.jobs.
High speed internet, a quiet home office, a dedicated phone line. Basic computer skills. I should do this.
Yeah, you should. Is this real? Can this be real, though? That's what I want to know. Manage call services. Intuitive solutions.
That'd be, like, I mean,
Yeah. That'd be your dream job. You can just record every call and then just start messing with people until you got fired. Not that you'd ever do that, but...
No,
you
know. Of course not. I wonder how in they... theory. Like, do they... I don't know. Do they check references? Do I have to, like, send them my IDs and stuff? Probably.
I'm sure you just have to fill out, like... I mean, if you want to get paid, you probably have to give them some way to pay you, but other than that, you could probably make up your email and... Well, not make up, but use whatever email you wanted.
I'd give them my real info. I don't care.
Yeah, well then, bada boom, bada bing.
And if it's like 3-hour shifts or whatever, I could just do like a 3-hour show every night.
Yeah, exactly. Welcome to... That would be fantastic.
I get 49 cents per order.
Yeah, you could, you know, you could get paid for your shows, you know, what you finally get what you deserve, you know, your work. Working for virtual call centers mean that their customer calls come directly to your home office. You're connected to your virtual call center clients through our network. Oh, this is great. You are fully trained online for each of your chosen work-at-home jobs. Yeah, this seems so sketchy, though, like.
Yeah, I don't know.
This has that one Pizza Hut logo.
Job fair locations, and I don't know. Here, let me click apply and see what it does.
Yeah, just start applying right now.
Yeah, it's asking for all my info.
Oh, of course.
Man, I'd have to like research this and find out if I want to give them my social. Like, if it is a scam, I don't want to give out my social to these people.
Yeah, contractworld.jobs.
Wow, that'd be awesome, though.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be a bad real job, really.
No, it wouldn't. About Contract World. Yeah, that's what I want to know about.
But 49 cents per order. And
you have to, like, be taking a lot of orders.
Yeah, like how long does an order take? Like 10 minutes? Mm. 5 minutes? Let's say 5 minutes. So that's 20 orders per hour. Oh, well, that's $10 per hour. I guess that's not bad.
Yeah, that's why they did that eight. They have that... $8.50 to $10.50 an hour.
Yeah, that's not a completely horrible rate.
Yeah, and that's if every order takes 5 minutes. I'm sure there's some orders that'll take, you know, 49 seconds.
Yeah, maybe.
1 cent per second.
If you're a fast typer, I guess.
Yeah, or if you're a fast order. Yeah, like pizza, people call in and they're like, oh, okay, so I see what you're saying. So... You'll answer the call and then you type in what they ordered. I guess that makes sense.
I think I'm seriously going to apply for this and just see what happens.
Why the hell not? You know, see what happens.
It'd be hilarious. They hired me.
Yeah. I mean, what's the worst case scenario? You know,
they'll take a look at my Facebook
and be like, oh, this is what this guy's up to.
Frank called the Domino's. You're hired.
Yeah, seriously, they might like you since you're fucking with Domino's.
Okay, let me get away from this city for Domino's. Did you hear what we did to those, like, portrait studios and stuff?
I heard a lot of the portrait studio calls. What did you do in terms of, did you do something crazy that I haven't heard yet? Besides just get a bunch of customer numbers and fuck with them over
much.
Christmas?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I heard all the holiday. I heard all the holiday calls. Those were great.
It was really easy, too, because, like, they hire really young girls to work in those portrait studios, I've noticed.
So maybe I'm sure, yeah.
Because they got to hire someone
think
that...
they're, like, photographers. Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. They got to get someone with, like, a good personality that can work with kids and everything and get them to smile, so...
Yeah. Young girls normally work because they're like, whatever. I don't give a shit about being annoyed by you little kids.
Yep, that was pretty awesome, though. I mean, it was really easy. It's one of the easiest things I've done. It's like Domino's Pizza easy.
Domino's Pizza is pretty easy, too. But apparently that bitch at the one in California is onto our shit.
Do you want to try it again, or should I?
You take the next one, and then we'll just go back and forth like a coin flip. And everyone should call in, even though you don't know who to call.
Oh, I had this other amazing plan. I got to tell you in a second.
Okay. Sounds good.
Hello, Domino Pizzas.
Hi, this is Roy from the corporate office with Domino's.
Yes, hello. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, pretty good. Were you having problems with your computer there? It seems like we haven't been receiving orders today from your location.
We receive online orders just fine.
And the telephone orders, too?
Yeah.
Because we're not receiving anything here, because we receive all of your orders. Do you know what time the last one was?
Last orders? Last order was 10:26.
Oh, okay, so just recently. Do you have the phone number on that one? Because the IT was asking for the phone numbers, and they can find out if they come up on their end.
Okay, it's 6.
Okay. And they were just asking for several of those, like just the last few orders. Was that one an online, or was that?
We took the phone.
Huh?
They called in.
Oh, and it's for delivery?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the last online order was at 9:57.
Oh, okay. And what, do you have the phone number for that one?
Yes, I do. It's...
Okay, and that's delivery?
No, that's a carryout, but it's online.
And has it been picked up yet?
Yes.
Okay. And they want me to get, like, maybe 4 or 5 numbers, the most recent ones.
What do you mean?
Just more customer phone numbers, so they can put them in and see if they come up on their end.
Well, I'm busy right now. I can't help you with all the numbers.
Not all of them. Just maybe like 2 more would probably do it. They're trying to figure out the computer problems.
Oh, okay. 5 more. Okay. Well, let me see. At 9:17.
Uh huh. That's delivery.
Okay, and that's delivery online.
Okay.
And another one at 9:06 online as. And then another one at 9:05 delivery also, and 6. Well, that was 5. You want any more?
No, that should probably do it. I'll give this to them, and hopefully they can figure out what the problem is.
All right. Okay. Right. Well, bye.
Thank you for your help.
No. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Very, very good.
Yeah.
He was confusing me with the times too and the area codes.
Yeah.
I didn't know what's going on there.
And we didn't get the plus ones and that's okay.
I didn't get the plus ones in a lot of them.
Should we do the tracker thing, or is that too much work?
Where's the tracker at? Domino's.com/tracker or something?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Domino's.com. What the hell? Pizza tracker.
What are you putting in? 408-455?
No, you do that one. I'm going to do the next one, which would be 815-325. I'll do that one. Oh, yes, I agree with the terms of use.
I do, too. We're on the way. That one was delivery, the one I got.
So mine says it was ready for pickup. So I think it was already picked up.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to call mine. I'll call this one, and I'll do it, and then you do the next one because you have the order there.
Okay, sounds good. Oh, it's Howard. I know the number. Okay, cool. Sounds good.
You know the number? What?
Oh, I thought I knew the name, but that's actually the manager. Never mind.
Tuan.
Hello.
Hi. This is Domino's. This is Tuan.
Ron. Yeah.
No, I'm Tuan. I can barely hear you. Hello? Hello? Sir? Hello? This is about your order. Hello?
Asshole.
Let me try again.
He was mad you called him Tuan.
It's Ron.
Bitch.
Hi, I'm calling from Domino's. Oh, what the fuck?
His voicemail is just wrong.
Let me do two more times, and then I'll give him. Yeah.
Just call him all night. I don't care. Ron needs to be woken up.
Ron.
What's his problem?
Ron. He does have problems, clearly, with his voicemail. Ron. It's just me, Ron.
Oh, wait. He didn't answer the first time. That was his voicemail. Wait, no. Yeah, he did. He said hello.
No, he definitely answered.
But then why did he say Ron like that?
Ron.
It just sounds like he's correcting
hey,
us. He must be
Ron. Listen, motherfucker.
You fuck.
This is Domino's. This is Twan. I'm calling. I didn't call you Twan. I know your name's Ron, retard. Just don't ever order from us again, because I'm just trying to clear something up with this order, and you're being an asshole and not answering your phone. So fuck you, Ron. Fuck you.
Never call again.
Okay. Your turn.
All right. We're calling, hold on, what was the number I just put
it's,
in?
It's 8151, and you should have the order up.
Yep, I do have the order up.
Let's pick up.
Yep, pick up.
Ron.
What the hell?
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Call them back. They must answer.
Oh, I should have waited and got their name from it.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Hi, this is Gerald from Domino's. How are you doing tonight? Hey, did you come in and pick up an 8-piece breadsticks and some garlic dipping cup? Yeah, hey, can you hear me? I'm sorry, I'm having a lot of trouble hearing you over there. Hey, listen, it actually ends up that we gave you an expired garlic dipping cup. It was actually from several weeks ago. And I'd actually hidden it away from myself because I'm actually a garlic dipping fan myself. So, you know, garlic brothers for life, bro. But listen, you might get a little bit of food sickness, and we wanted to offer you a free 12-piece breadsticks and 2 cups of garlic dipping sauce. But you got to get in here within the next 9 minutes. Is that a possibility for you tonight?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Okay, I'm gonna email you a coupon in your email as well as an invite to my bridge night that me and my wife host every week. You know, just to extend you my apologies because I really enjoyed that garlic sauce. You know, a couple months ago, yeah. But I put that aside for myself and you know I forgot about it. So, do you want to come to bridge on Sunday night?
Probably not. I'm pretty busy.
How about on Monday night? We can reschedule it just for you.
Oh, I'm pretty busy, man. I'm basically busy every day.
You're basically busy. How about, you know, I mean, during midday, you know, we can maybe play some poker. I'm not very good at blackjack, but I can play Texas Hold'em. You know, I gotta know when to hold 'em. Know when to fold 'em. Know when to walk.
Don't worry about it, man. Okay.
All right. Well, what kind of games do you like to play? Do you like Monopoly?
No, don't worry about it.
Oh, trust me. Worrying is not on my agenda. But Bridge on Sunday, that's definitely in my calendar. So I just, you know, I want to include you because you included me in sharing your garlic tipping cup.
Yeah, okay.
So you want to stop by on Sunday?
I'm usually busy, so don't worry too much about it.
Listen, me and you are part of a brotherhood now. It's like we had sex, you know? I ate out of your garlic dipping cup. I ate out of your garlic dipping
cup.
Tell
him you got disconnected somehow.
Okay.
Jerk. Busy every day, whatever.
Busy.
I'm an important businessman.
I'm busy.
Forwarded to an automated voice.
I can't
voice
come to your... Hold on, let's hear his name.
Richard Russo?
I didn't hear it. Richard Russo, maybe?
Richard, yeah, Taruso or something.
I got the next order pulled up.
Okay.
This is that guy again.
Okay.
You should yell at him or something on the voicemail. Or anyway, should I try one more time?
One more. We'll see what happens.
Your call has been forwarded
He's
to an automated voice
message. He's probably pretty freaked out at this
system.
Point. He's like, what the hell's going on?
Mike Taruso.
Is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Ooh, that's the call of the Garlic Brotherhood.
You'll have to do that again because I hung up in the middle of that. Okay, this is the last time.
Oh, damn it.
Forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
I'll leave him a nice message.
Is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Ooh, that's the call of the Garlic Brotherhood. I'll see you at Bridge on Sunday, 7 p.m. Be there or be garlicless. Mike, I'll see you soon, my friend.
I laughed on the end of it, I think.
He'll be very confused tomorrow when he wakes up and doesn't remember any of that.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
That's his catchphrase.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Yeah, sure, I'll vomit in the morning. I don't care. All right, good night.
Okay. Mine's an online order delivery.
All right.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 5.
I can't tell if that was a... I think he hit the button on that. Maybe.
You need a couple rings before you can tell normally.
I should text him. Be like, hey, motherfucker, pick up. Goddamn it.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Hello?
Hi, this is Gary from Domino's Pizza.
Yes.
You had the delivery?
Yeah.
Yep. We need to come back and collect what you didn't eat now. Are you guys all finished with that?
What are you talking about?
It's like a recycling program. You would have seen it when you clicked the box to order it online.
Yeah, if this is some sort of joke, it's not funny.
I'm not joking, sir. I'm calling from Domino's. Why do you think I'm joking?
Oh, motherfucker. It's some sort of... Was I laughing? You couldn't hear me, could you?
I think... Well, no, I don't think so. I heard you make a noise, but no, you didn't laugh.
All right, I'll mute this time.
I can't decode the order details on this one. It's weird stuff.
Yeah, so what's your name?
Gary. You ordered the marinara pasta sauce, the beef shredded provolone, the hot dipping sauce cup, the light jalapeno.
I'm well aware of what I ordered.
Okay, because you don't seem to believe me. You're saying this is a big fucking joke. This is our recycling program. We've been doing this for over a year now, and I'm calling to find out
if
it's okay for us to come by.
Now you're cursing at me.
Because
so
you're being an idiot.
The next call I make is going to be the police if you call me again. You understand that?
Well, we're just going to show up and collect the remains of what you haven't eaten. We'll be there.
If you show up to my house, there will be a policeman waiting for you.
How? I'm going to be there in 5 minutes. There's not going to be a policeman in 5 minutes.
Then I'm calling 911 right now.
You're calling 911?
Who the fuck do you think you are?
You're not
First
happy.
Of all, you're going to call me and curse at me?
Well, you're being an asshole. You're being a jerk. And we were just trying to... You checked the box when... Oh, he's gone.
Oh, damn. I was going to say, if he wants to talk to your manager, tell him to talk to me. Yeah, that's... He's a good guy. We should keep calling him. He's pissed off.
I don't know. Hello, 911. Yeah. This is an emergency. I've had bad service. They cursed at me.
Exactly. What is he going to say? The guy from Domino's called and said there's a recycling program.
I want him arrested. Quick, come here with your guns drawn.
Yeah. I don't believe that there's a recycling program. What are you going to do about this, officer?
That pisses me off. Like, he's just basically abusing 911.
Yeah, he's not going to call. He's a pussy. He's not going to do it.
So that was 585. You didn't pull up the next one yet, did you?
No, not yet. Which one's the next one?
Here, I'll pull it up. You sound busy.
Sorry.
But, I mean, this will be yours.
Hello? Oh, okay, you're still there, right? Yep. Okay. I'm trying to make sure this mic is like...
Your mic sounds perfect.
Does it sound all right and everything? It condenses or whatever. It has a pop shield built in.
Oh, cool.
Whatever you call them. I think this thing does. It's a pretty nice microphone, even though it looks goofy.
Yeah, I don't have any complaints about it.
Very good, very good. You know me, I think my other microphone was like too nice for me. You know, it's too nice to just be a desk mic.
Yeah. Okay, here's this one. It's there, is what it says.
Okay.
This one's in English. That, like, on his description on that last one, it just had all these weird codes, and I couldn't tell what he actually ordered. It just had those descriptions after it.
Probably like some weird Tuscan chicken sandwich with marinara dick and shit sauce or something.
Yeah. Okay, wait. Oh, hold on. Man, it's confusing, all these numbers we typed in here.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to... I couldn't tell when we were changing from area codes to... from times to area codes when we called him.
That guy was the biggest problem.
He was cool, but he didn't want to waste time with us. Corporate office was not important to him.
So this is yours. It's a delivery.
Okay, what do you get, anybody? Or anything? Can you see it?
I pasted the order to you.
Okay.
No names. It just says, it's there.
Hi, this is Gerald from the corporate office here at Domino's. Did you just get your delivery over there?
I got it quite a bit ago. Why? What's up?
We actually have a problem with the driver that dropped that off. You got the bacon on the left, the roasted red peppers, and the bread bites, Parmesan, as well as some additional sides. Yeah. See, the driver has been known to take part in some drug use, and he accidentally put your toppings on the right side of the pizza. The bacon was on the right, and the roasted peppers were on the left. And we just realized this now, and we understand this is a terrible mistake, and we want to, you know, extend something in your direction. I'm holding a bridge club on Sunday, and I was going to extend you an invite to that. And also, you know, he'd like to apologize to you if I could put him on the telephone just for putting the toppings on the wrong side of the pizza.
I didn't really notice that or think that it was a big deal. It's kind of an odd call. Is this really from Domino's corporate office? Because it seems...
Absolutely, sir. We take our orders very seriously. You know, we try to be a homey business, even though we are a chain, and we try to, you know, reach out and connect to all our customers. You know, whether or not you think we care, we do. We always do. And that's why I want to personally extend my invite to Bridge on Sunday, and I'd like to give my driver an opportunity to apologize to you for putting the bacon on the right, because, you know, some things are all right, but the bacon on the right, that's just wrong, you know. And I want to extend my apologies and give him an opportunity to do the same.
No, I think everything is fine.
Hello, sir? Sir, hello? Hey, yes, I'm the one that made your pizza.
Yeah.
You had the bacon on the left side of the pizza? The left half?
Well, that's what I was trying to actually tell whoever called. On the internet order, I believe the bacon was on the entire pizza.
Well, yeah, the bacon was on the entire, and the left had the roasted red peppers. Sorry.
Sure, which is how I got it.
No. I put the roasted red peppers on the right side of the right half of the pizza. And I'm just sorry.
It's a circle, it rotates. I know
how confusing that can be, because when you open it and you look at the pizza, on the left side there was just bacon, and on the right side there was bacon and roasted red peppers. It was completely backwards.
I know. Oh, my God. These are the errors we're trying to correct.
Do you think he'd want to come to Bridge with us on Sunday?
Really hope he wants to come play Bridge, because we need to make up for this somehow. I can't live with myself after this night.
Well, you guys will be okay. It's fine.
Do you play Bridge at all?
No. I thought you meant a teleconference Bridge. But no, I don't. I appreciate it, though. And a great call, guys.
How about poker? Do you like to play poker?
I love poker.
Poker's too hard for me. I don't play poker, but he plays poker. I won't be there at poker, but I mean, I apologize at least.
It's fine. Thank you both very much.
Do you wanna call other customers and apologize to them with us?
I would love to. Let's do it.
On Sunday night, after we play Bridge.
After we play Bridge.
After we play Bridge. No. Let's do it now.
All right, let's do it now.
Okay, hold on. I gotta put the phone number in the tracker and get his information.
All right, hold on.
Yep.
Stay with us.
You're being so nice about this mishap.
No, it's fine. So did you guys either, pull via an email through SMTP, just hijack it, or... managed to get into the Domino's database?
No, what we did, we called up the store that you ordered from, and we said we were with the corporate office, and we said, please give us all of your phone numbers, and they just did it. It's really easy.
That's amazingly awesome. Thank you for making me aware of that.
It's not too hard.
Usually people get really pissed off at us, but you seem to get it.
I'm just an engineer, so it made no sense, especially the drug use thing. thank you guys, and that's pretty awesome. So
okay, listen.
Post it to the internet, please.
Oh yeah. Listen. Can you just? I'm gonna call this guy and just tell him you're with Domino's, and he ordered a couple medium pizzas and a 2 liter of Barks root beer. But I don't
or
know.
Just what, listen, or just listen. Or just listen.
Do you want to do the call?
I'll listen. Okay, I'll listen because okay. I'm a little stoned right now. So,
and don't worry, me too.
Welcome to the club, sir.
Magic workers. Yes. No. Go ahead, please. I will.
What did he order? What's that again?
Well, this one should be mine. God damn it.
Post it. What do you order?
Oh, well, so are you taking it?
Oh, no, you can take it. Take it.
Fine, I will.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling from Domino's. Can you speak up? I can barely hear you.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, our driver is not happy with the tip. You got the two medium pizzas, one with pepperoni, one with Philly steak. And the Barks?
Yeah.
I can barely hear you. Can you speak up? God damn it.
Yeah.
Okay. Why didn't you tip?
I tipped.
You may as well not have, as little as you tipped.
Okay.
And this is the attitude he told me about, too. He said you had a major attitude with him. And now you're getting an attitude with me.
No attitude, bro.
Is that how you always laugh?
I guess, bro. You work at a Domino's, blood, and you're tripping off of a tip.
Yeah, well, it was a shitty tip. It wasn't even a tip. How can you even call that a tip? You're kind of an asshole. You hear me? He's gone.
Oh, did he hang up?
What do you think, other person?
That's fucking great.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice message. Oh, no, now he's not going to answer. 6-5.
Dude, thank you. I'm going to take it off. Make sure that you're at least bouncing off a different phone number.
Don't worry. We're hackers. Hey, yeah. You should go to YouTube and look up Phone Losers of America, and maybe you'll see your call on there someday. Probably not, though, because you're...
What is it called again?
Phone Losers of America.
All right, man. Thank you guys so much.
Sure. See you.
And have a good night, man. Peace.
Have a good night. Bye.
Enjoy your remaining high.
Yeah. He's probably all paranoid now, like, oh, whoa. What just happened?
That was great.
Yeah, was good.
Were you there that night, that couple in Arizona?
They were in Tiny Chat smoking bong hits and, like, hanging out with us.
Yeah, they were awesome.
Yeah, they were pretty cool.
And then we never heard from them again. I think they forgot about it when they woke up.
Yeah, they probably woke up. Who are those wacky motherfuckers who were calling us last night?
That didn't happen last night. No.
Yeah, we watched that on TV.
Remember that show we watched last night?
Yeah, exactly. They were like calling Domino's or something.
I want to try that one disappeared. I want to try and call him back. That one that I called an asshole.
Yeah, call him back.
Ah, oh, goddammit, it didn't go through. Okay. I think this is it.
Excuse me, listeners. I'll mute for this one.
30 people on now.
We're famous.
Yay. Hey, asshole. Fucking asshole. No tipping, asshole. Learn how to tip, asshole. Big jerk. Hey. Hey. Hey, goddammit. Goddammit. Where'd you learn how to be such an asshole? I hope that pizza makes you puke. I bet you're fat. You eat so much pizza, you're fat. You're so fat.
Fat.
Your pizza and your root beer. Is there just two of you there tonight and you each needed your own medium pizza?
They're both for him.
But then you're like, oh, let's not go overboard. Let's split a 2 liter of Barks. Because that'll be good for us.
I'm on a diet. We gotta split the Barks.
No Pepsi for us. Just Barks.
I don't need to get caffeinated. That'll keep me up all night eating more pizza. Oh, we're assholes.
Were you like to your friend, like, oh my god, I can't believe you got Philly steak and premium chicken. All I got was pepperoni and premium chicken.
Why do you have all the good ideas? You're probably all upset with him, sobbing into his shoulder.
Okay, well, hey, listen, I'm going to let you go, since you're not going to talk, but enjoy being fat.
Eat your pizza and tip better next time. I want you to things like this don't happen.
Think of me while you're having diarrhea later, okay?
When you push out the cork, think of us.
Asshole. Okay, bye.
Later. Oh, dear.
Let's see what's next. That might have been it.
Oh, are we adding numbers again?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, shit. Damn it. Should we get more, or are you going to bed soon?
Yeah, I can. I'm up for doing another, I guess.
Okay, yeah. I'm up to doing one more. I might not be up past three, but... Well, I guess I don't know what time it is by you.
I forget where you even are.
East Coast, so it's like 2:12.
Ah, okay.
Right now.
All right.
I mean, if things are rocking and rolling, you know.
Hey, okay, the guy that liked us, he said the Jerky Boys reference. Did you make a Jerky Boys reference?
Mm-mm. Which Jerky Boys reference did he make?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure that's what he said. But maybe maybe he was just talking in general. Like, we sounded like the Jerky Boys or something. I don't know.
I thought he was just saying how he thought we were on a phone bridge or something. Or we were talking about a phone bridge.
Yeah, yeah. What was that about?
I don't know. I think he's just, you know, familiar with that type of mindset, like technology and networks systems, and all that.
Oh, and the guy before him, or maybe two guys before him, when his voicemail, you know, it said his voicemail name, his name was Jerky Boys character. They said the name was Mike Daruki.
That's like is that a Jerky Boys character?
Yeah, that's like from their first CD.
Oh, shit. So, I didn't even know that. That's some... fun facts.
It might not have been exactly Daruki, but that's what it sounded like to me. It sounded like he said Mike Daruki.
Yeah, it did sound like that. Or Tarusi. I heard Tarusi.
Let's pretend it's Daruki. So
okay, we're going to change. That was Mike Daruki. Let's call him back.
We can pretend tonight's all magical and stuff.
Yeah. Tonight meant something. All right, listeners.
Oh, and when you were talking to that last guy, the nice one, we kept getting a call from this other guy, and...
Oh, let's call him back.
Well, let me... 408... Yeah, it's definitely... Okay, yeah, let's call him back. Oh, wait. He left messages. I don't know if you can listen to my voicemails, though.
Oh, fuck.
I'll just tell you what he says, though. They're each 5 seconds long.
All right.
Okay, that one was nothing. Could you hear that?
Mm-mm. What was it?
Oh, he just, it was 5 seconds of nothing, and then he slammed down the phone. he was 408-3666 number. I don't remember.
Okay, what did he, all right, hold on.
Do you want to talk to him?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Just say we missed your call or whatever. Call him back. It might have been the one that was going to call 911.
Oh, yeah. All right. I'll talk to him.
He was the first one.
Okay.
Domino Pizzas?
Oh. Hi, how's it going tonight?
Yes. Hello.
You called me several times. I was just returning your phone call.
Yes, I did. You know, I gave you phone number and the people that say that you are threatening them.
Threatening who?
Sorry, what?
I'm sorry. I just got a phone call from you. I'm calling you back.
Yes.
Were you threatening
and
me?
You were the one that called us earlier to give out our customer phone numbers.
Excuse me. Are you threatening to give out customer information, sir? This is a corporate office. You cannot give out customer information.
Yeah, I understand. I clearly understand. And those customers are, you know, calling the cops on you. Just advise you.
Oh, well, that's no good. They're not calling the cops on you, though, are they?
Yeah, they will, too.
Why? It's not your fault.
Yeah, I have your phone number here, and I'm expecting the cops to call you.
Excuse me, sir.
Oh.
Sir, we're still having that problem with the computer. Can we get one more phone number of one of your customers?
I hope the phone will be 911.
What? How would
the phone will be 911 calling you.
No. I'm asking if you can look in your computer and give us another phone number for a customer.
Yeah, I will. It's 911.
Oh,
408 911.
That's not true. That's impossible.
It is. You are threatening the customer, and then they will call the cop. Two of them already did.
No, we haven't threatened anyone.
They already did call. I don't care.
Okay, but I just need you to look in the...
Oh, no.
Crap.
I don't think anyone's called the cops. It seems like that's a lot more effort than, you know, it's worth on their part.
Oh, so I have this amazing idea for Skype.
Okay.
All right. Okay, like, I don't know if you know this, but you can go to the Skype website and you can program in what your caller ID will be, but it has to be a number that you own. So you have to let Skype call you and then you confirm it with a code. So like, I've had Skype be my Google Voice number. So when I call people, they see my Google Voice. You understand?
All right. Wait. Take me back.
Okay.
Take me back.
Okay. Like, right now, Skype is just showing my Skype phone number for caller ID.
Okay.
So yeah. It's normal. But, like, if I want to change it, I can have Skype confirm, like, okay, for example, if I was going to use it legitimately, I would have Skype call my cell phone, and then I would confirm my cell phone with Skype in the system, and then my cell phone caller ID would start showing up for everyone.
Oh, okay. All right. So you can use... Okay, so if you call on your cell phone, your Skype number will show up as your phone number.
Yeah.
Or if...
Well, no, if I call from...
Vice versa.
If I call from Skype, if I call someone from Skype, my cell phone number will show up for them.
Oh, okay. Shit. So you could just get a prepaid phone number.
Yeah, exactly.
And then... Okay.
Yeah, I could just set up some account for $20 and it doesn't even have to work after that. Like, I just set it up. But, that's one good idea, is to get a prepaid cell phone and set it up.
Yeah.
Another idea is to use a Google Voice number, which I've done, but I took that off because that was my Carding's number and people could search and find phone losers from it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's no good. Yeah. So you should just get a prepaid and then.
Yeah.
Just keep it somewhere, you know,
yeah.
Hide it, put it in your neighbor's yard in the backyard, like buried. And then
like anyone... Happy Harry Hardon.
Yeah, exactly. And just,
okay. But here's my amazing idea. Okay,
all right. What's the amazing idea?
So we call all these Domino's, right? And they're always like, well, the caller ID doesn't say Domino's. So what we do is we verify my Skype number with the Domino's and we're like, hey, we're with the corporate office. We're doing some phone tests. The phone's going to call you and it's going to ask you to type in a code right now. And so we get my Skype number.
You get somebody else to...
Yeah, we get my Skype number, caller ID, to show as one of these Domino's, just a random Domino's.
Oh, okay.
So then
every
other Domino's we call from then on, every person we call, the caller ID is going to say Domino's Pizza.
Oh, hell yeah. So it's just a phone call, and then we just have to get them to confirm it from there?
Yeah. And so, like, all these customers we call, they're going to see Domino's Pizza on their caller ID.
Oh, hell yeah. Let's call them right now.
Let's do it. I don't know if I'm up for that, for messing with that tonight, but I'm just thinking future.
For future reference. Yeah,
and we could just keep their caller ID forever, and, like, everyone we prank will call Domino's Pizza back and yell at them.
Yeah, exactly. And just be like, what the hell? This is fantastic. Yeah, that's good. That's a good idea. Just anybody you don't like.
Yeah,
just
any random person. And the thing is, on the Skype website, you can have a drop-down box of all the numbers you've verified. You've confirmed, I mean.
So you can look and see.
Yeah, and you can just change them around. Like, you're like, oh, today I don't feel like having caller ID, so I take it off. And then the next day I want to have Domino's caller ID.
Oh, wow. So it's really just setting you up to be, like, a deceptive motherfucker.
Yeah. It's like having caller ID spoofing.
Yeah. Easily.
It's the best idea I've ever had.
Let's do it right now. That's what I'm saying. We should just call that Domino's back and see if they can get
them. Yeah, this is the corporate office. We're going to need you to type in this code when the system calls you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure, no problem. And then you can tell in a couple minutes, right, if they did it or not?
Yeah.
Because it would pop up in your list of numbers, right?
Oh, yeah.
We should just try it. Let's try it once at least.
That's so much work.
It's not that much. You just post the...
I want to do funny stuff tonight. Like, I don't care my number's showing up for people. Like, you know, they're just going to call me back, and that's fun.
Yeah, that's true. But,
like, just for some time in the future, that'd be a cool thing to do.
Most definitely.
And it's instant. Like when you switch it and then you call someone with it, it's instant. Like your caller ID is instant. You know what I'm saying.
It
doesn't take like a day or something to register.
Or we should just, what you should do is never mind. I guess that wouldn't work. I was going to say like we could go to a mall or something and then I'll go into a store and then you call the store and then I'll confirm it on their phone.
Oh, yeah.
I guess it could work if I had the handset in my hand and then it called back right after that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, something like that could work. Or a payphone. You could confirm a payphone. All your prank calls would be coming from a payphone.
That, oh my goodness. You could literally do any line, I guess. Any line.
That's the best idea ever.
Yeah, we should just find a payphone at some random... We should do one of the payphones in, I guess it would be Grand Central Station, and as an homage to hackers or something like that. That's in New York, right?
Yeah, yeah. Man, okay, you know how Google Voice lets you set up a bunch of numbers that you own and it calls them all at once?
No, I honestly am not too familiar with Google Voice compared to Skype.
Oh, okay. Well, Google Voice lets you do that. Like, I have a number set up, and it, whenever someone calls it, it calls my cell phone, my Skype, and my home phone all at once. And then I just pick up whichever one I'm at. But, like, I could set up a Google Voice and set up all of my phone numbers to be random payphones all over the country. Just verify them all. And so, like, you call one single phone number, and, like, all these different payphones ring.
And then, but then who, okay, so, and then who answers?
I don't know. Anybody? For the hell of it.
Yeah, it's confusing now. How would that work? We should do it. You should just confirm as many numbers as you can and try to make as many phones ring at one time as you can. You know, just like have people confirming shit all over.
Yep. I'm going to do something with this.
Do a PLA radio on with it and see how many phones. Try to set a world record for number of phones called simultaneously with one dial. That would be pretty good. Yeah. I think that would be an easy record to break. But
I wonder if there's a limit on Google Voice, how many numbers you can set up for yourself.
I would assume with Google there would be, because they're assholes over there.
So you want me to try and get numbers on this new one?
Yeah, try to get numbers on this new one.
Okay. I didn't know if you're like feeling up to it.
No. I'm up to it, most definitely. I just gotta get like take a piss and get some beer over here. Okay. And then I'll be ready to go. Play some Rappy McRapperson. Or no, just call him, find out what's up.
Okay.
Thank you for calling Domino's. Can you please hold?
Oh, sure, yeah. Okay. Sure. Yeah. Sure.
They don't wait for you to answer that question.
Smoke weed every day.
I remember one Domino's, like I've got a recording of it. He's like, can you please hold? I'm like, well, no, I'm from the corporate office. I need all your numbers. And they didn't make me hold. I always think I should do that now.
Yeah, just tell them no. Never.
Yeah, because if they're in a rush, you know, like maybe they'll be more likely to give us stuff.
All right, I'll be right back.
Okay. Man, every review of this place is negative. $12 for a small gluten-free pizza is way too much. Horrible customer service. Ordered a pizza. They did not even keep it for... I can't read the rest. Thin crust, pepperoni tossed. Worst service by phone.
Thank you.
I don't want to click on these to read them.
We'll be talking with you soon. Please hold the line. We'll be right back with you.
So, everyone listening right now, by the way, we are live. It's Thursday night, February 7th, 2013. Me and Not Brad are calling up some pizza places and getting customer infos. And it's fun. Fun, goddammit. fun, 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 fun. Science. Oh, that's music.
Thank you for holding. We sincerely appreciate your patience. Please stay on the line. We'll be back in a moment.
What a jerk.
Hi, thank you for holding this. Can I help you?
Hello, this is Mark from the corporate office with Domino's. Were you having problems with your computer there? It seems like we haven't received any orders.
No, we're doing fine. We just got two orders right now.
Oh, okay. Because we haven't received anything since about 2 p.m. today.
From us?
Yeah, from your location.
That must be a thing between us and you then, because we've been getting orders all day.
Oh, yeah, it must be. The IT was wanting me to get the phone numbers from a few of the orders, and they can check and see if they come up in their system and the corporate side.
I'm sorry, what would you like me to do?
Oh, like if you can pull up a few of the previous orders, and they can pull it up by phone number, if you have the phone number from a few of them.
All right, one second. Here, I just took this one, a...
Okay, that's a delivery?
Yes.
Okay, and they wrote me to just get several of those to see if they come up in the system.
I'm sorry, can I call you back or something? We have lots of orders going on right now.
Oh, sure.
Okay, it's only being a driver, man. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, it's a what?
Can I call you back or something?
Oh, sure.
I have two lines on hold. And...
Oh, okay. Well, could I just get one more real quick, and that should be plenty?
Yeah, can I verify that this is from corporate?
Oh, sure. Do you need my employee number?
Yeah, I just want something just because I don't want to like be handing out a bunch of phone numbers.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's my name's Greg Gerbel, and my employee number is 618-465.
Okay. All right, man. All right, so let's see.
And if they need more than just these two, I'll you know, maybe they can call back in the morning or something.
Oh, no, yeah, here we go. So we have another delivery that's...
Okay. Okay, that should be enough for now. I'll pass this along, and hopefully they can figure things out then.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you very much.
You changed your name.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
I always do that. I didn't know you were listening.
That's okay.
So I only got two. He's really busy. He didn't have time to help me.
Oh, yeah, I heard.
What a dick.
He is. But he fell for your employee number and shit. So he was all right. He was
okay.
Oh, yeah, that sounds legit.
He gave me six random numbers, so it's completely fine.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Perfect. He gave me some numbers. Whatever. Numbers for numbers, you know, it's a fair deal. The scales are balanced.
when the manager yells at him, he's going to be like, oh, it's okay, because I got his numbers.
Yeah. Here you go. His name was Mark, but then it was Gerald.
Okay, this one's, it says we're firing it up. They just took it.
Oh, so, shit. So okay, good. Let's call him now.
But I can't tell if it's a pickup or a delivery. I guess it doesn't matter.
It'll tell you because it'll say in the last thing, the step five will either be.
But it's not to step five, it's at step two.
All right, hold on. So, oh,
Joseph,
really?
Begin custom making your order at this time. So like, it doesn't matter. Like, you can just do something.
Oh, it says delivery. Yeah, it says delivery. It says order place, prep, bake, quality check, and then delivery. So it'll be for delivery.
Oh, okay.
You see the top above the 1, 2, 3, 4?
Okay, so that says pickup normally? I mean, when it's a pickup?
Yeah, it'll say pick up up top or ready to pick up there. Right now it's baking.
Also, then, also I wrote delivery next to it, it looks like.
Oh, okay, cool. Oh, well, done. That helps too. Oh, yeah. Duh.
Okay, so do you want this?
Yeah, sure. I'll take this. Hold on. Let me see if I can find the name anywhere. It's a new veggie pizza. I'll say that we had to cover it with sausage because we have an abundance of sausage.
We're just trying to get rid of them before they expire.
Yeah, exactly.
See, there's veggies under it, so you're going to need to pick all the sausage off.
Yeah. All right, cool. Perfect.
Hello?
Hi, David calling from Domino's. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. Did you just place an order to us not too long ago?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes, for delivery of veggie pizza, correct?
That's right. Uh-huh.
Well, listen, we have a lot of black olives and we have a lot of sausage over here, and I'm just trying to get rid of it tonight because it's going to go bad tomorrow. So I'm willing to throw an abundance of this onto your pizza for a very low price of just 50 cents extra per topping. And I was just wondering if you want me to add some sausage and some black olive to your pizza this evening.
I'll be honest. We don't like black olives, and I'm a vegetarian, so I don't want any sausage either.
Okay.
So, unfortunately, the answer is no.
Well, you know, I hate to be the bearer of bad news here, but we've actually already put the sausage and the black olives onto your pizza and thrown it in the oven.
Okay.
Is there any way I can send the pizza over like that, and I can also send you with an invitation, you know, to my bridge club on Sunday? I mean, you can pick the black olives off as well as the sausage when the pizzas come to you. You know, you can just rip them off the pizza. It's not too hard to tell. You know, there's veggies underneath, so it shouldn't be too much of a problem.
That's really not going to work for me. So can you do a pizza without the sausage?
Well, what I can do is how about this? I can send the pizza as well as some frozen dough, some veggies, you know, a little Tupperware sauce, and, you know, you can make your own pizza at home, and that way you can just sort of pick the ingredients that you'd like, because, I mean, I'm just trying to make everything work over here at our end. You know, I got to make ends meet. I'm a busy guy. You know, we're trying to get rid of our product, you know, keep everything moving here. So, you know, I mean, you can cook your own damn pizza if that's what you'd like to do. But, you know, this is the pizza I can offer you, you know, tonight.
Well, you're about flabbergasting me, because I thought that, like, when I ordered a pizza the way I ordered it, that was going to be the way it was going to happen. And
yo,
I
understand. I understand completely. And, I mean, the pizza happened the way it happened. And, you know, I'm going through our garbage cans in here, and I find all this sausage, and I'm like, we don't want to let this go to waste. So I tossed it on your pizza. I tossed a few black olives I found in, you know, the garbage disposal, and a couple jalapeno peppers on there, and I threw it in the oven. And, you know, I figured you would appreciate that, because I can give it to you at a discounted price. And here you are giving me an attitude after I extend, you know, another free pizza that you can cook at home as an offer.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was your name?
My name's Gregory.
Gregory?
Gregory Robbins, correct. I mean, the high temperatures will burn the bacteria off the pizza.
What? Do you understand what, like, a vegetarian is? Like, I don't eat meat. I haven't eaten meat for 17 years. I'm not going to
Don't worry. There's no meat content in any of our meat toppings. Do not worry. I mean, I understand you're a picky eater, but I'm trying to make everything work here for both of us.
Do you understand that you're on video, like, right now? Like, that I'm listening to you, your voice, and recording it?
On video?
And then I am going to play this back for your manager if this is going to be a problem. I have no idea what the fuck your problem is, but, like, you better not charge my card a fucking dime, and you better not deliver anything to my fucking hotel room.
Well, now I'm going to charge... What hotel are you staying at? Because I'm going to call the hotel as well.
Go for it.
All right. Listen, all I'm trying to do here is make everybody happy. You know, this is what I do. I'm the manager. I want to make the employees happy.
The manager,
I want to make the customers happy.
I ordered pizza without sausage, and you called me trying to tell me that you're going to absolutely put sausage on my pizza? That's bullshit.
You can pick the sausage off. It's not a big deal.
If you called me and said, I can't do your pizza without sausage, fine. That's one thing. But for you to call me back and say, you're going to put sausage on my pizza and, like that's it? Like, you have to have sausage on your pizza? You're ridiculous.
I'm a manager. Sometimes I have to put my foot down on situations like this, okay? I got a lot of sausage in the garbage can. I got a customer who might want some free toppings, you know? So it's a win-win-win for everybody.
It's not a win-win-win. Is this a joke? Is this some kind of prank?
This is not a prank.
You've got to be joking.
I don't understand what your problem is. I'm trying to help you. All right. You know what? You can pick the sausage off your pizza, take it down to the lobby of your hotel, and auction it off to people who are not such a picky eater as you. I understand that you're into that hippie, vegetarian, save the earth kind of shit, but I'm trying to save my business here. You know, you're one of those fad boys. You know, it's hip right now. You got your glasses with no lenses and your skinny jeans and your vegetarian pizzas. But, you know, man up, pick the sausage off the pizza, and we can both go to sleep soundly tonight.
Wait, could you, tell me where I can, like, meet you, like, to discuss this further?
We're on 3006 State Street, Santa Barbara, California. If you need
all
the manager,
right,
you can call me. My name is Joe. Would you like the phone number to call back?
What's your name?
My name is Joseph. I don't understand
You said your name was Gregory earlier.
Gregory Joseph, sir.
Gregory Joseph. Okay.
Pizza is on its way. Okay. I'm waving goodbye to the driver right now. I warned him, though, that you're a picky little asshole who's going to complain about the sausage. So, you know, he's expecting a good tip. And
do you understand that, like, when I ordered a vegetarian pizza, that I expected that there would be no meat on it? Like that's nothing. No offense to you. I'm sure you want to sell sausage. Sure, that's fine. I understand that. But, like, look, that's just the way I eat. I don't eat animals.
You ever played checkers before?
Yeah, I've played checkers.
You know when you lift the piece up to move it? Pretend the sausage is a checker, a black checker, and move it off the slice of pizza to this table, to the side of the table. Remove, you know, king me. You know what I'm saying? Just jump a couple of cheese pieces and, you know, try to get to the other side of the pizza board.
So I should, like, figure out where the sausage is on my pizza and take those pieces
and not eat those pieces. It's not a crossword puzzle. It's a cheese pizza. It's, you know, it's got the veggies. And then we just scattered, you know, some garbage and some sausage atop the cheese and the veggies. It's not going to be hard to pick out.
Some garbage and sausage across it. Like, this has to be a prank or something. Because I can't imagine that, like, this is real. I ordered a vegetarian pizza. It's not hard to make a vegetarian pizza.
I can't imagine.
All you have to do is not put meat on it. And you've sprinkled meat on my pizza?
I've decorated it with meat.
You decorated it. And I'm sorry, what was your name again?
My name is Gregory Joseph, sir, as I've stated several times.
Gregory Joseph, what's
your last name?
I
don't know how the pizzas are made in Ohio, all right? But here in California, we do what we can to make sure that your pizzas are made correctly And we try to throw in a bonus for our special customers like you. And when I see someone who's ordered from Domino's multiple times, I say, hey, maybe he would like something extra. So I throw it on and I throw it in the oven and I give you a call to say, hey, you know, we're extending this to you as our customer trying to help you out. And you come back to me with your picky bullshit and your attitude. And, you know, all of a sudden.
Yeah, because now, I ordered now pizza Gregory's the way I wanted it. And now you've like ordered, you've like reordered the pizza for me. Like put I've meat on a pizza that I didn't want.
All right. They didn't just make me manager for nothing. All right. They made me manager because I know what I'm doing. Maybe you should trust me. Maybe you should trust me. Just like the management has trusted me for months and years here at Domino's. Gregory Joseph has won Employer of the Month for nothing. All right.
Focus that shit. I hope you understand that you're on video right now. Like, we're videotaping this call.
How do you videotape a call? That doesn't even make sense to me.
You're on speakerphone, and we're videotaping the call. And
why didn't you order room service if you're a picky bastard, okay? I don't understand.
I'm flabbergasted, I have to say. And if flabbergasted? If it's arrived, and I'm charged for pizza with sausage on it?
You're not being charged for the pizza. The toppings were free. I tried to throw them in.
It's the pizza that I'm charged for at all. If I'm charged for anything at all from Domino's tonight, and I get a pizza tonight with sausage on it,
you know what? I'm going to charge you for some cinnamon sticks.
To your boss tomorrow. Do you understand that? With sausage to my door, and you better not charge a fucking dime to my credit card.
It is on its way, and I will not only charge your vegetarian pizza, I will charge a cachet of cinnamon sticks for myself for dessert, because I'm a little bit hungry myself after this whole debacle talking about sausage. I don't understand what your problem is. I mean, you come from Ohio, you come into California. You expect me to understand your freak rituals with your sacrifices and, you know, no black olives. But guess what? You know, we don't play that backwards Midwestern shit over here. You know what I'm saying? And I try to include something nice for you. And you come back and all of a sudden it's Gregory's fault. You know, I don't understand. I just don't understand. Hello.
Holy shit. That was the best call ever.
Oh my goodness. That was good. I enjoyed that. He just wouldn't get mad. He's like, I understand you're just trying to get rid of the sausage and garbage. But why on my pizza? You know, I'm flabbergasted. I'm videotaping this call on speakerphone.
Yeah. Why do you keep saying that? I wanted you to like tell him like you don't have no cameras in here. You can't see me.
You can't see me.
I want to get this other one. I want to try this other one. Before
We got to call that guy back though. Before.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. We won't forget. But like this one's out for delivery right now, so I want to try and catch it before it gets delivered.
Okay, sounds good. Perfect. You want to take this one?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Oh, man.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 8.
Okay, let me try that a couple more times. That guy was so great. That was an awesome call.
Yeah, that was good. I liked his vegetarian bullshit. He was funny.
Hello?
Oh hi. I'm from Domino's. I'm delivering your pizza. Do you have your porch light on?
Do I have our what?
Is your porch light or anything on? It's having a hard time finding your place.
They already delivered our pizza.
No. I'm coming back, and it looks like you turned your porch light off because you forgot to tip me. Like you didn't tip me anything, and that's not good. You know, I need my tip. So, like, do you have maybe $5? $5 is good.
Are you sure you're calling the right number?
Yeah, we just brought your pizza.
But that was like 20 minutes ago.
I know.
And it was a girl.
I know. I was in the car. I'm training her. So she came up there and she didn't tell me that she didn't tell me that you didn't tip.
Hold on, excuse me.
Yeah, you Lana brought your pizza up. I was just waiting in the car, but you had two medium pizzas, right?
That bitch didn't tip me.
Hello?
Oh, hi. You ordered the two medium hand-tossed pizzas?
Yeah, my dad did. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And you didn't tip us. So I'm trying to find your place again. I'm having a hard time finding it. Because the girl that delivered it... The girl that delivered it, she's already back at the store, but I'm coming back to get the tip.
To check what? Yeah, I tip her. I give her $2.
No, she said she said you didn't give anything. So I'm coming back to get the tip. And we need you to cover gas this time because we have to come make a second.
Hold on. Okay. What are you saying?
What?
What do you say?
What do I see?
For what?
I'm sorry, what?
What are you talking about?
The tip. We need to get a tip. You didn't tip the girl. So I'm coming back and I need a tip. Just the tip.
Okay, hold on.
Why?
I gave her $3 as a tip.
Oh, you said $2 before. Now you're saying $3. Okay. So obviously
I said three. You know what? But I'm not obligated to give you anything if I don't want.
That means you're lying. You're lying to me.
What?
You're lying because you told me $2 before. Now you're saying $3. But really, you didn't give anything.
Okay, let me ask you this. Where are you calling from?
Domino's.
Okay, let me talk to your mother.
No, I'm in the car. I'm looking for your house right now. I'm having a hard time finding it. Can you turn your porch light on so I can come and get my tip?
What?
I'm trying to find your house. I'm having a hard time finding your place. Can you turn your porch light on?
You know what, dude? You're an idiot. You know, I don't even live in a house. I don't have a porch.
Oh, maybe I'm an idiot, but at least I'm nice and I tip people when they bring me my food. You don't even tip people.
Well, I always do.
No, you didn't tip
this
time.
And by the way, the girl who delivered my pizza was a girl, not you.
I know. Okay? She's off work. She's done for the night, so I'm coming back to get the tip.
Sure. Okay, I'll call the cops. So when you get here, you know, the cop will be here. And
you're
going
to call the cops
tip.
Because you didn't
well,
give a
idiot.
Tip?
You're bothering me.
Well, I'm making one single phone call. I'm trying to find your house.
I don't want to. I'm not obligated to give you any tip. But I did. I gave her $3.
You're an asshole. You didn't give her anything, you asshole.
What's your name, idiot?
You're an asshole. Asshole. Hey, asshole. He's gone. I really wanted to get someone that hadn't got there yet.
Yeah, that sucks. Especially when you go in saying that it hasn't gone there.
Yeah. He gave me two orders, but he gave me that one second. He gave them to me out of order.
Oh, that bastard.
We should call him back and yell at him.
Yeah. We should call that guy.
Joseph.
See if he got his pizza back. Or his vegetarian shit yet.
Well, oh, that one was just ordered too. Wait. Oh, wait, no, he did them in the right order. I can't think. Should we wait a little bit and wait for him to get it? I don't know. Or should I just call now?
Yeah, just call now. If he doesn't have it, that's fine. I'll just keep yelling at him.
All right, hold on. He's from Ohio.
Go back to Ohio.
Yeah, tell him go back to Ohio, freak.
You better give him a good tip, my driver.
Midwestern freak.
Hello?
Hello. Gregory what? Joseph calling Domino's. How you doing?
Yeah. What do you want?
Have you received your pizza yet?
No, we haven't.
Okay, I'm just checking in. I want to make sure you give my driver a good tip, make sure we get all this taken care of so I can go home, tell my wife and kids, you know, see what's for dinner. I'm not too picky, so I'm not going to freak out about it if it's not exactly what I ordered, you know, but we'll see what happens. Hello.
So
where can I find the video, huh? Do you got a camera on me right now? Should I start waving?
I mean, we're listening. We're recording this.
What are you going to do with it? You gonna call my boss?
I mean, I don't even know if you work for Domino's. I'm really curious about that, actually.
You sound bi-curious. You don't eat meat. I don't understand what you're doing here. I'm trying to put myself in your shoes. And, to me, it's like, oh, hey, I'm getting a couple free toppings on my pizza. No extra charge. I'm getting a call personally from Gregory Joseph, Employee of the Month, 8 months straight. I'm getting a personal call from him to ensure that my delivery is on its way and getting to me. And I'm complaining. See, I just can't, put myself in that position. It doesn't make sense to me.
What doesn't make sense to you?
Why you're unhappy with this whole situation? I'm giving you free toppings. I'm calling you to make sure, everything's all right. And I'm checking in with you. We're trying to, this is customer support. This is what I'm paid to do here.
What's your name again?
You got a problem with me. My name is Gregory Joseph.
Gregory Joseph. And are you at the store?
Yes. 00. Yes.
What'd you say?
You called there? Yes. And I would have answered the phone if you called here.
So you answered the phone. I just spoke to you?
I'm not sure who you spoke to. You might have spoken to one of my employees.
How many employees
did you
have
ask to speak to me?
I have several. Several? Okay.
I was told to give you a call. Okay. I was told to give you a call regarding the veggie pizza in which I placed sausage and black olives, and I say, hey, free toppings, I'll give them a call, let them know, la-di-da, bada-boom, bada-bing, and we can all go home, And you're sitting here telling me that I'm doing wrong. Oh, now it's Gregory's fault.
I don't understand how this is all going down, but I can tell you this much.
Are you under the influence of marijuana? Are you under the influence of marijuana, sir?
No, I'm not. Are you?
No, sir. But, you sound a little out of it. You're ordering your freaky hippie pieces, and, you're calling me up complaining to me. Oh, and now it's Gregory's fault.
You're nuts. I don't know who. Look, your phone number is coming up at
505. Oh, now you want nuts on your pizza.
What's that?
Excuse me? Continue.
Your phone number, it's coming up at 505.
Okay. You got caller ID in that hotel room? Fancy pants Ohio boy.
Yeah, fancy caller ID. Okay. So, is that your personal phone number or is that a company phone number?
I'm calling from my telephone in the manager's office, my line. Normally, I'm only supposed to call the corporate office on this phone. But, Gregory steps out. He makes a personal call to one of his valued customers. And, all of a sudden, it's Gregory's fault. And you're calling me nuts. You want your freaky fucking Ohio boy pizza. And, I'm the bad one for throwing some sausage and a little free black peppers on it. Black olives, jalapeno peppers,
That's it. He's vegetarian. You're blowing my mind here.
He's vegetarian.
Look.
What are you blowing?
There was no offense to you and your sausage pushing pizza, okay? I'm not whatever. You want to put sausage on every pizza? Fine. But I'm not gonna eat
Amen.
It. I don't want that.
Amen. I will put sausage on every pizza.
Huh?
I will put sausage on every pizza.
You say you will or you won't?
I will. Amen.
I'm not sure if you're trying to get fired or something or
I love my job. Look, Gregory Joseph has been employee of the month 8 months.
Okay,
in
employee
a row.
Of the month.
And you know why? Because of calls like
Gregory
this.
Gregory Johnson. Gregory, listen
Joseph,
to me.
Sir.
I cancel my order. I cancel my order. This is me. canceling my order. I'm
Mr.
canceling
Peterson,
my order.
We're not going to be able to cancel the order. It's already out for delivery.
That's not true. I already called your fucking shop, and it hasn't been out for delivery, and I already canceled it with them. And look, if you actually work for Donato's or Domino's, then I'll be flabbergasted, but you're going to lose your job. Like, this is absolutely going to have you lose your job. I'm incredibly flabbergasted right now that you even call me with this shit.
That's because you're stoned, all right? Everything's surprising to you when you're baked out of your mind. You know,
goodbye.
Who the fuck
goodbye
says
right
flabbergasted?
Now.
Oh, now you're paranoid. Now it's Gregory's fault. Hello? Mr. Peterson? Paulie? Oh, fuck. He's gone.
Now it's Gregory's fault. Hey, I got a call in the middle of that from, it might have been from Domino's. Hold on, let me...
Probably from Domino's being like, what the fuck? Oh, my goodness.
Trying to play the voicemail. There's a hang-up. I guess I should call him back, though. It's not Domino's number, and it's not a customer's number, but it's in the same area code as both the Domino's and my customer. 21, yeah. So here, let me add this guy that just called.
All right.
That's pretty good, too. He's going to flip out when that pizza gets there.
Yeah.
This is probably the cops calling us. Shit, maybe I shouldn't call this.
No, call him back, see what happens.
We got 44 people listening.
Hi,
right
this is Dione. I'm your... I can't come to the phone right now.
That's the guy I talked to. He's really quiet.
I can't.
Who's texting
oh, shit.
You?
I know. Who is texting me?
They keep texting and interrupting your calls.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, I'm putting this on silent now. This thing's giving me updates from some fucking... I think I accidentally signed up for Dave & Buster's, like, text messaging service.
That always sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that everyone from Ohio's freaks are freaks.
A Midwestern fuck.
Bunch of hipsters over there.
I heard that. I learned that it's always Gregory's fault.
Good times.
Good times. Good mic test. I think it works well.
That's good. I'm glad I could help you.
Yeah, we should call one Domino's and just say we're doing a corporate mic test.
I would call that one, but they're closed. You know, the one I usually call.
Oh yeah, the one you usually call for your mic checks. Yeah.
Hey, let me do something here real quick.
Okay.
Let me call a Domino's again. It's a different one.
All right, you taking this?
Yeah. I just want to try something out real quick.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks for calling Domino's Pizza. Please stay on the line to hear some great specials. Then press 0 to order. We have a great deal for you. Get a medium up to.
The connection was messed up. Let me try again.
Okay. Do your thing.
Thanks for calling Domino's. This call may be monitored or recorded.
Yes.
Introducing Domino's new sandwich. Delivering a crispy golden crust and a buttery taste.
Yum.
With two layers of real cheese and toppings all the way to the edge. Try our new handmade pan pizza.
It's going to be for delivery.
Oh, hi. This is Paul from the corporate office with Domino's.
Okay.
Were you having computer problems? We haven't received any orders from you today. Do you know if you're having computer problems?
Not that I know.
Oh, do you know what time your last order was?
Online order?
Online or delivery.
Hey, just now. We have an online order right now.
Oh, just now? Like which phone?
About 2 minutes ago.
Which phone number's on that one? I could put it in and see if it comes up on this end.
Let me see. Hold on 1 second. Okay, it's area code. Online order.
That was dumb of you to give me the phone number. I'm not with the corporate office.
The number you dialed is not a working number. Please check.
Yeah, I'm calling to test security at places, and you just failed the test. You gave me a phone number. I don't work for Domino's. What's wrong with you? You big dummy. Okay. You're so dumb. God, you're dumb. Why are you so dumb? Sir? Hello?
What? Do you want to order something or what?
No, I don't want to order. You just gave me a customer's phone number, though. Can I get another one?
Okay, so you want to order?
Can I get another customer phone number?
Give me 1 second.
Oh, okay. I don't know where I was going with this. It seemed like a good idea at the time.
That's all that matters.
That number didn't work either.
Are you calling from where?
Oh, I'm on the corporate office. I just need one more phone number to test the computer. Do you have one more phone number you can give me?
Can you hold on 1 second?
Maybe the... Oh, no, just look on the computer and just read it to me. You big dummy. What, really? You gave me another one. You're not supposed to give me numbers. I'm just some guy. Did you really just give me another number?
You just hung up.
That's a cell phone. Okay, let's call it.
Yeah, let's see what this does.
Your turn.
Okay.
Even though you got to do that last one again.
You want it? You can take it.
No, whatever.
All right.
Hello.
Hey, Domino's calling. How are you doing tonight?
Yeah, good. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Hey, we just we're having a little problem finding your house here. My delivery driver is looking for you.
I'm sorry? Domino's?
Domino's, correct. Yeah, we're looking for you right now. My delivery driver just can't find your house at the moment.
Wait. What state are you in?
Excuse me?
What state are you in?
California, sir. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm in California, but I already got my Domino's.
Well, you see here, we're on a time loop, and so I'm actually calling from 15 minutes in the past, and my driver can't find your house as we speak, and if I don't get this information to him, he can't bring you the pizza. And he's hungry, so he might start taking the pepperonis off your slices.
I'm sorry, who is this?
This is Gregory Joseph, manager here at Domino's. Got the 10-inch pepperoni with jalapenos and...
I already got my pizza.
I understand. I understand, but the only reason you received your pizza is because I called you here from the past and gave my driver directions. And so if you don't give me that information, you're not going to get the pizza. But since you already have it, that's a good sign. That means I end up getting the information. But I don't want to have you to have to pay again. I don't want there to be any interruptions in the time-space continuum.
We don't want that. He's gone.
Oh, he's gone. Motherfucker.
I like how he giggled.
I can think of. Yeah. He's like, that motherfucker.
Okay, yeah, for real. I'm gonna get going and.
All right, sounds good. We'll do it again soon.
Yeah, definitely.
Very good. I need some reason to have this microphone.
All right, good night, everybody.
Good night, all listeners. Have a good one, Mr. CP.